tattoos. I'll be right here when the dating climate improves. These days, some girls be slimy as you. Two girls, same city, both wanna stay with me. I bought the plane ticket, say my life ain't litty. Say my life ain't litty. Two-story high ceilings, two-door blue Bentley.
That's that Nas Escobar Blue Bentley. Blue Bentley by Nas Ear Jones, man, off that new album Magic 3. I want to give a Some Dude shout out real quick as we set the tone. We live on Amp, y'all. Some Dude Show. I want to give a shout out real quick to all the Owen Tours. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the Owen Tours out there listening, riding around right now, on the way to the sports bar. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the Owen Tours. I know you're probably asking yourself, like, Cuffs, what's an Owen Tour? Everybody out there who's the fan of a team that's 0-2 right now, the jig is hovering on you. But I got to tell you, don't fret, okay? Don't panic. Breathe through your nostrils. Breathe through your nose. It's going to be okay. Broncos fans, Denver Broncos fans, it's okay. Don't panic. Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, distant cousins, don't worry about it. Don't panic. It's going to be all right. Chargers, Justin Herbert fans, shout out to Maya G. All the L.A. Charger fans, I got to tell y'all, y'all might be fucking cursed. the Chargers might be fucking cursed, man. What y'all think about the Chargers? I see y'all in the chat. It don't matter if they are in San Diego, if they are in L.A., it don't matter if they are in Mexico. They could be Cabo. They could be the Cabo Chargers, and they will find some way to fuck it up. You look at shaky, baby. Justin Herbert, I've been riding for you, but the jig cam looks like it's coming. The jig is hovering above SoFi Stadium in L.A., man. Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, jig cam, jig mania. Joe Burrow, what's going on, Joey? Joe Burrow, you're my guy. I'm the one that told everybody that Joe Burrow was born in a sweet manger like Tom Brady, right? Joe Burrow, you're looking like a gentrified Chad Pennington right now. The jig is hovering, Joe. Cut it out, Joe. I know you're not fully healthy, but Bengals fans, you're looking like the same old Bungles from back in the day. Shout out to all the Owen Tours out there. Chicago Bears fans, how y'all feel? Any Bears fans out there listening right now? Chicago Bears. Yo, Chicago Bears, you'll never matter. D-Wade, you're my guy. Chicago Bears, they're never going to matter in the grand scheme. The jig is hovering. You know, Refrigerator Perry, Walter Payton days, Steve McMichael, Mike Singletary. You know, the list goes on, right? It's over. Mike Ditka, the nice sweaters. Chicago Bears, 85 Bears, we all know that defense. We're never going to see another Chicago Bears team like that. Justin Fields, you know, I'm trying to root for the black quarterback, but the jig cam, the propellers are propelling over Soldier Field. New England Patriot Nation, I got to admit this right now on the Some Dude Show, man. Patriot Nation, we live on AMP, so I got to be honest. I've been a Patriot fan, well, more of a Tom Brady fan, right? His whole career, right? But I just got to be honest. I got to make an announcement tonight on my platform, loud and clear, in front of the whole world. I have a change of heart. Yes, Cuffs the Legend, a.k.a. Some Dude, a.k.a. the biracial Greg Gumbel, a.k.a. the biracial Jerry West. I got to make this confession live on AMP. I'm having a change of heart, y'all. I'm officially, it hurts me to say this, man. It hurts me to say this, like, because I've been a Patriot guy, I've been a Belichick guy, I've been a Tom Brady guy. Tom Brady, like I said, he was born in a manger. I remember all those nights, all those stressful nights cheering for Tom Brady, all those legendary comebacks. I put my heart and soul into this Patriot shit, this Tom Brady shit. You know, me and my son went to the Patriots games. We saw Tom Brady in the flesh. We was in the parking lot with, like, muskets and people dressed up in real-life Patriot, you know, like, jerseys and real Patriot gear, right? Like real life Patriot shit. I was in the trenches, man. But I had a change of heart. And it's been brewing. It's not just last night when I was watching the game last night, Sunday Night Football. But yes, you're right. Real Elite Uncut. You can hear the hurt in my voice. Yeah, bro, I'm hurt. I had a change of heart. Y'all remember when the rapper, the game was on Change of Heart? He showed he had a change of heart. I'm having a change of heart. You know, I want to go with the Eagles, but something, the Eagles D-line looks amazing. Jalen Carter looking like the fucking rookie of the year, pro bowler as a rookie, right? The D-line, Eagles, I don't know, man. I'm stuck. Something's not right there, so I don't feel confident, but something telling me. I'm having a change of heart because something is telling me. I got to admit it. I'm officially a Miami Dolphins fan. There it is. I like what I see, man. I saw the video of Tyreek Hill. Y'all saw Tyreek Hill? The video that was circulating and went viral. Tyreek Hill, he went back to the hood. He was somewhere in Florida, I think. He gave a kid a jersey after seeing the kid's video that went viral. And not only that, man, like Tyreek Hill is like, I feel like so misunderstood. Jalen Waddle, Tua, everybody was calling Tua Hawaiian Punch, Tim Tebow. I saw the jokes, man. We saw Ryan Clark even recently on his platform on ESPN. They was making all the jokey jokes about Tua. They were saying he had too many carbs in his diet. We heard all the whispers. Tua heard the whispers. Tua heard the fucking whispers. Tyreek Hill, they heard the whispers. And I just want to say live, I think I'm a Dolphins fan, man. Plus, I like the color scheme. No, I can't join Cowboys Nation, Dixon. I won't be doing that, my brother. I'm not fucking with the Cowboys. I can't do it because being a Cowboy fan, it requires a little bit of like mental illness. Like, you know, you see Cowboy fans walking around with full uniforms on, shoulder pads, hip pads. I'm not that delusional. You know, I'm not one of those guys. You're going to see me in Target with a full Dallas Cowboy uniform. I can't do it. So I'm going to rock with Tua. Yeah, he got the tattoo sleeves. You know, they call that man Hawaiian Punch, Tim Tebow. And I heard the whispers. I heard the slander, Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark tried to hop back on ESPN and apologize because he knew the jig was hovering. You're full of shit, Ryan Clark. But shout out to Ryan Clark too, man. You're just joking, man. We're just having a good time. But we're going to play some more tunes, man. Hopefully our special guests will pull up. They're figuring out the app on that side. But I appreciate y'all for pulling up, man. NBA season right around the corner. I got some surprises up my sleeve, man. But we're going to tap into that Nas. How y'all feel about that Esco, man? How does it feel to be 50 years old and still be great, man? How does that feel, man?
To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses.
Hey, hit. How we gonna lose with shit like this, my nigga?
I once too was a young boy wilding on tour, running with some of the wildest youngers out of New York. Met some more in Baton Rouge, used to wild how they talk. 19, my girl was pregnant, had to sit with my thoughts. Sit with my thoughts. I had to sit with my thoughts. My family was my motivation, focus on the elevation. I'm attracted, not chasing. We ain't scared of niggas, we rare than niggas. Rope chain hang, diamonds independent. I am independent, she wrote a comment, they pinned it. It got to my attention, we could go viral in minutes. Aspire to win it, I'm spiraling in it. Flip sides of the coin, that's life in the business. Flip publishing, it goes to the highest of bidders. I got them bitter, lows of a winner. That should come with being great, there's a lot on my plate. Never broke again, I'm blacker than the NBA. ESPN couldn't cover all of my highlights. Look at this money machine, I love what it sound like. And Nipsey with the love that I'm working with hit. He might have took me to 6-0 and turned me a crip. It's all money in. XO in my cup, I'm sitting with my thoughts again. Yeah. To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses.
We bounce back when we take losses. That's that new Nas, y'all.
I pray we all get prayed for. I pray we all can make more. Whole time writing this, I'm typing some people back who need me to get them in places. Type of shit is that? I'm a concierge for most people I know. I'm in the studio with hit, cash app for my folks. I love it. That shit come with being great as a lot on my plate. I would give it all away for a smile on their face. Shout out to rappers who inspired me in my beginnings, who I inspired right back when they pen was dwindling. Sitting with my thoughts, thinking what it cost for peace of mind. I'd go crazy if I couldn't rhyme. I finally took time to drop constant releases. I finally put me first, the intro on the sequence. Don't need a new assistant, I'm just too persistent, officially efficient. I see it through to the finish. So complete, I'm not a control freak. Personal chef flow, I make sure that we all eat. To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses. I pray we all get prayed for. I pray we all can make more. To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses. I pray we all get prayed for. I pray we all can make more.
Yo, Nas said, Nas Escobar said, I pray we all can make more. See, that's the real shit I'm talking about, not being a gatekeeper and you wanting to see your people win, right? Your tribe. It's all about your tribe and people that's on the same frequency and time as you. And I got one of those people pulling up right now to some dude show live from Houston, Texas, the 2019 NBA champion. Y'all saw him with the Toronto Raptors making big shots, moving the puppies on D in that 2019 NBA Finals. He was a 2021 NBA All-Star, and now he's the newest member of the Houston Rockets. They're about to blast off. He just signed a 3-year deal, $130 million, man. What a lifestyle. I want to welcome to the Some Dude Show, my guy, Fred Van Bleek, man. What's up, my brother?
Yo, what's up, buddy? Hey, chill out my Bears, too, man. Chill out on my Bears, man. I see you're going a little hard on my Bears, bro. Chill out on my Bears. But now, What's up with you, my brother?
What's up with you? What's up with your Bears, man? What adjustments need to be made, man?
I don't know. They just look out of sync. I don't know how you fix that in football, but they just look like they're not on the same page. We need to get Justin Fields comfortable in that pocket, man, so he can get a rhythm. It's just no rhythm. They got no rhythm.
The uniform's nice, though. The uniform's the color rush. I turned to the channel, right, Fred? Yesterday I seen him play. I thought it was the Bengals at first when I turned
to him. But listen, hey, if you're not going to be a Patriots fan, then I don't want to hear it, man.
So I had to jump off. I mean, I didn't really jump off the wagon because I was riding with Tom. You know what I'm saying? So now it's right. Like I'm a free agent. And I'm liking what I see with Tyreek Hill and Tua and Waddle and Miami and Mike McDaniels. Like, it looks spicy down there.
A free agent fan is crazy.
Hey, look, I was rocking with what do you think I'm gonna do, Fred, with Braun retired from the league? I gotta find a new player.
Nah, I don't even know what you're going to. First of all, you're going to cry. And then after that, I don't know what you're going to do.
Yo, Fred, yeah, you said I'm definitely going to cry. I think everybody's going to cry, bro, as a collective.
Yeah, but you definitely going to cry.
I'm going to cry, bro. It's gonna be, hey, look, when I go to that final LeBron James game, I'm wearing the darkest fucking shades I can find, bro. Like, you're not about to
catch me. Nah, you know it.
But, yo, brother, congrats on your new deal. Like, you just signed your new deal with Houston. Does the shit still feel, like, so surreal with you being, like, undrafted? We know your story, betting on yourself, coming out of Wichita State. Do you literally pinch yourself sometimes looking at your journey so far?
Yeah, for sure, every day. You know, you always got to keep that perspective and just the way I came in. I carry that with me every day in my approach and just, you know, having that chip on my shoulder. And I think more as the years go by now, like, I'm just seeing the impact that it's having on other guys that's coming into the league after me. So on every team, whether I'm on or we playing against, it's always like 3-4 guys that's either two-way players or they trying to make the team or whatever the case may be. They all use my story as a source of motivation. So that's probably like the coolest part for me.
Like, you spent most of your whole first 7 years in Toronto in a cold weather city. I know it's a great city. I went there a little bit. I seen it, great vibes, but that cold weather is a monster. How happy are you for you and your family to be living in a warm weather city like H-Town, like Houston, bro?
No, for sure. I mean, my family is way more happier than that. Definitely looking forward to it. Canada Goose Coast I can put away or give away, whatever the case may be. I won't be needing those this year. So, yeah, just getting settled, getting situated in Houston. It's a great city, one of my favorite cities in America, and just looking forward to the season to get started.
Yo, we live on AMP right now, y'all. Some Dude Show with Houston Rockets guard Fred Van Bleek. Like, you were the young guy when you first came to Toronto. You had the OGs that put you under their wing. Now you with a young Rockets team. Like, you had those guys, like I said, you had the mentors when you first arrived in Toronto, but now you're that guy. It's like you're going to be in that role now with the young guys. How excited are you to be in that leadership role now in Houston? Even bigger than it was in Toronto, I think.
Yeah, and it's a fresh start, you know, so it's an even bigger role for me. You know, definitely a challenge with all the young guys that we got, but we got some really good young talent. And I think that's like the part of this that is the best part, being able to share and being able to help and being able to be a part of these young guys' journey, you know, and just sharing what I know and what I've seen and what I've experienced with them to try to help them along the way. I remember being, you know, in that same spot, maybe not 19, 20, 21 like these guys are, but just, you know, being a young player and trying to figure it out. And just, you know, wide-eyed and not really knowing what's going on, I think, you know, I can be a big help for a lot of these guys.
And one of those guys, bro, I've been watching. I've been seeing him in the lab. I think you were in the lab with him a little this summer. I've seen him with KD a lot. Like, Jalen Green, bro, like, I think he's on the cusp of making that leap this year. Like, how excited are you to play with him? Because he's so dynamic on the ball and off ball.
Yeah, it's that time for him, you know, it's that time. Every time we talk, you know, he's just tired of losing. He wants to change the narrative around him. He works extremely hard. I mean, gifted, probably one of the top talents in the league, especially, you know, for the young guys. So I'm just looking forward to being able to help him and you know, make the game easier for him and show him a little tricks and things like that I've learned along the way. But all just being there as a big brother mentor and, you know, also being there to help his game and just make his life easier on and off the court.
Yeah, because the demeanor I see with Jalen Green is, like you say, like, he looked like he wants to win. And a lot of young kids now don't seem to have that same, like not even just dog mentality, but that winner's mentality. Like, he seemed like he has that shit at a young age.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a killer, and he's a dog, man. I think, you know, you can get put in different situations, and obviously the situation that he's been in the last couple of years is, you know, tough for a young kid to come into. But if you go all the way back, like, and just watch him, you know, from his high school days, AAU, whether that was, you know, the G League team, like, he's in attack mode at all times. He's, you know, super duper talent. And so far I've seen nothing that gives me any idea other than he's going to be a huge part of, you know, a winning team. It's just a matter of when.
What are you most excited about playing with, not just playing with, but playing for a coach like Udoka, hard-nosed, gritty? Like, his coaching style, I feel like, matches the intensity of your playing style. So I know you got to be thrilled and ready to, like, go to war with Udoka every night.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest, you know, reasons for me to choose Houston was, you know, me just being able to talk to him and kind of pick his brain and see what he wanted to do and, like, understand his vision. And I think at every level, every team I've been on, I've been a extension of the coach. So I think this would be no different. I think it's going to be extremely, you know, good for me and for him, because that's kind of just the way I play, as an extension of the coach. And he's one of the top coaches in the league, you know, by far. So I'm just looking forward to learning and, you know, learning each other and going out there. And then, you know, I got to try to bring the rest of these guys along.
Well, y'all got some good pieces, like Sagoon. He's skilled. I watched him a lot of nights. Sagoon, and Tari Eason, bro. Tari Eason, like, he is. I seen him at the Seattle Pro-Am in person last summer when Bron came out there that day. And, like, it was a Pro-Am game, and he was really playing with the intensity of, like, an NBA game. Like, that kid is an underrated player.
Yep, he only played one way, and that's all he got. Another guy that, you know, is kind of under the radar, but he's got a ton of talent, plays extremely hard, has got a real talent for just, you know, like a ball hawk, being around the ball, offensive rebounding, guarding, you know, big wings. Yeah, we got some talent. You got Sengun, you got Tari, you still got young Cam that they drafted this year. You got Amen, obviously Jalen. Jabari Smith, like, you know, it's some talent,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, for sure, talent. The summer league was really intriguing to me, like, watching Jabari Smith in the summer league. Like, I was like, Fred, Yep. And Dylan and Villain, aka Dylan Brooks, Villain Brooks in the mold. Like, y'all gonna be some light skinned villains in Houston, but I think y'all really can make some noise and scrap into these playoffs. Hey, yo, Fred, I just had one of my Chicago OGs, Mikey Jets, pull up, my co-pilot, Mikey Jets, guest hosting. Mikey Jets, what's up?
What's good, Mike G? What's poppin'? Fred, man, what's poppin'? My Illinois brother, what's poppin'?
Yes, sir. What's up, brother?
What's good, bro? Rock for long. What's good?
You already know. All good here.
So, Fred, like, we live on AMP, and this platform is dope as fuck with the music and shit. Like, I got a music show outside of this. I know you heavy with the music. So what's on the Freddie V playlist right now? In the lab, you preparing for the season. What you been rocking with this summer? The albums, the song. What's on the Freddie V playlist?
Man, I've been playing that Rilo So Tough. I've been playing that all summer. Rilo Rodriguez, and then obviously your boy Rod Wave just dropped, I think, last week. So I've been playing that.
Hold on, Fred. Hold on. We gotta get spicy. You said I'm gonna cry when Braun retire. But are you crying when you listen to this Rod Wave shit? Or do you cry? Do you get emotional?
Man, listen, hey, Rod Wave talking that talk, man. You just gotta make it pass. You just gotta make it past that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He talking that talk.
Yo, Mikey said it. Mikey told me, he said, yo, Cuffs, you got to play the Turks and Caicos joint off of Raw Wave.
Oh, you got to play that.
So, Fred, play that. So who else you got? You got Raw Wave. You know who got
a dope album right now? Diddy.
Yes, Diddy shit is fire. We're going to play that tonight, too. We're going to vibe to some Diddy later.
Yeah, Diddy album crazy. That's probably like what I'm playing right now in my rotation. And then obviously, you know, Drake gonna drop pretty soon. So looking forward to that.
So no R&B.
You need to get that Nas in your rotation too, young fella.
Yeah, I'm a little younger, man, and Nas, it don't do it for me, man. I respect it. Obviously, he's an all time legend and a great, but I ain't tapped in yet. I'm gonna put it on.
Yeah, we gonna put you on some of these Nas joints because he talking that grown man shit on this album. Like, it's real grown man shit. So, Fred, last basketball question. Like, you a small guard, bro. Like, you scrappy. Like, you made your way. Like, I see a lot of Jalen Brunson and, like, I see a lot of you and Jalen Brunson right now. Like, be honest. Like, who are your favorite small guards to watch growing up that you kind of idolized? Because I saw a lot of Jameel Nelson in your game. Like, yeah. Who were some of the guys you like watch, the small guards?
Oh, man, there's so many. I don't want to leave nobody out. I would say, obviously, Jameer was, you know, from St. Joe's all the way to the league. You got, you know, Isaiah Thomas, both of them, you know. You got Nate Robinson. Like, you got Damon Stoudemire. You know, Steve Nash was a little taller, but still played, you know, like a smaller guard with just the skill and the footwork. Yeah, man, it's so many. I watch basketball all day, every day. So if you played in the league and you was any decent, you had some skill to you. Like I stole from you. Tim Hardaway. Like I go back and watch tape and film of guys that played before, you know, my time. But yeah, like I steal from everybody.
How you looking on? You good on that 2K yet, bro?
Uh oh.
No, I don't fuck with 2K, bro. I got beat by my nephew like 4 or 5 years ago, and I never played with
him. They got your rating nice on there this year with Houston. I just played with them boys maybe like last week, and they got your 3-point shot right. I was putting half court joints from with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta lock back in with my nephew now and see how it is. But yeah, he smacked me by like 20-30. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm cooked. No more 2K for me.
Hey, yo, y'all. Hey, Fred, we appreciate you pulling up. I'm gonna hit you with some rapid fire questions. Hot seat with some dude real quick before I let you bounce. We got Monday Night Football doubleheader coming on. Panthers and Saints. I'm looking at it now on the big screen. But Fred, before I let you go, bro, what is your favorite restaurant on the road? Because I'm always taking notes. The listeners taking notes. What's your favorite spot on the road?
Last year it was Say Less in New York.
Well, we've been getting a lot of Say Less.
Yeah, Cubs.
Me and Mikey gonna be in New York City this weekend. Big event, a big rap show. We're not gonna say which show. We're gonna let y'all see the footage. But a lot of people been telling us to go to Say Less. I think Thad Young, the OG Thad Young, said Say Less too.
Yeah, that's my guy. I think we actually was in there at the same time last year. So that's for sure. Yeah. If you got a chance, go to Say Less.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Say Less in New York. So Fred, what
will shout you out miss? Pergola.
Yeah. Pergola too, yeah. Pergola. So what, you know, you was in Toronto for 7 years, bro. What will you miss the most about Toronto, the city?
Just the fan.
The team.
Yeah, just the fan love, man. Like, just it's a different situation up there with just how passionate the fans are about the team and all of those memories that we created, you know, going from my first 3 to 5 years of, you know, being in that situation, going to the chip and, you know, really creating history for the whole country. I think that's what I'm going to miss the most.
It's like when I was at that game that year when y'all was playing the Warriors, they invited us to the NBA Twitter suite. It was my first time in the city. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I've been to Duke and Carolina games and seen the college basketball atmosphere, and it was like a college basketball atmosphere on steroids. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's nothing like it, man. It's a special place to play basketball, especially when you know you're good. You got one of the best teams in the league, but that's what I'm gonna miss for sure.
So, last question for Freddie V, man. We live on the Some Dude Show. Which rapper is Fred Van Vliet's GOAT, greatest of all time? Which rapper is your GOAT, Fred?
That's tough. I think Hov's still the GOAT, but Drake is my favorite though. Like, I think Drake is like the GOAT artist because he's seeing, you know, he's done it. His career is going to be crazy when it's all said and done. Discography is like, you know, hard to match. I think when you said rapper, I gotta say Hov because he got more. Like, he just, I don't know. It's just a different vibe with Hov as far as rapping goes. But my favorite artist is definitely Drake. I think he the best artist ever.
Like, I feel like Drake, his catalog, it's just continuing to get deeper and deeper to the point where when we look back, I think he has the greatest music catalog when it's all said and done. Like, I think it's going to be crazy 10 years from now.
He's still, like, relatively young, you know, in terms of some of where the older guys is. So he got a long way to go, too.
Yo, Fred, man, I appreciate you tapping in, man. The season right around the corner, bro. You know I'm going to lock in with you during the season. You got an open invite anytime. Some Dude Show. We changing the culture. Real radio, real podcasting, real shit. This is for the streets, for the culture. I appreciate you pulling up, my brother.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
Bro, anytime.
All right.
No, my brother. You got to buy your own.
Yeah. Yeah, woo! Yo, it's like the box sets, Star Wars, Fast and Furious franchises, 6 projects, 6 sagas, it's hood science. 4 a.m. infomercials telling you where to buy it. 1-800 Nas and hit all 6 like the greatest hits. No, my brother, you got to cop your own. Whether we did Diamond or Harley Soul, we did it for our soul. Hop out the VM Park by Neiman Marcus. Hope I don't see a snatch and grab. They shot for free, I pay the charges. Straight up. If Huey was a rapper, he would say some wild things over a sample. Think about it. If Malcolm was a rapper, he would say some shit over the brace. Come out with neck snappers, I promise. They would be singing the same song as me. Probably not killed by the CIA or the industry. Nowhere black hands be on black locks. No backstabs or sad plots, we let them rock. 1-800 Nas and hit, don't call us with no politics. And when you talk to us, make sure you talk to us with common sense. This one is Goliath big, leaped over a giant bridge. Call my counterparts, I told them they gotta try this shit. Let's win. Finally kill the king disease. I see what a genius see. Unclutter your mind for once. Let me set the scenery. Put down the diamonds and blunts. Put down the wine and the cups. Put your ideas in play. It ain't what it seemed to be. Don't get stuck in the Hollywood shuffles. Did a show, they snuck in the trailer and stole a duffel. You thinking major, they thinking tiny, they tried to Debo. Please don't remind me the reason I bought these Desert Eagles. Got Brian Isley, age difference on my missus' wishes. Hit a store, the receipt, look like a Christmas wish list. Cool
cougars waist training. Salute, amazing, ain't it? Health, I praise it. Single mom life, casual dating. I could put a love story on a silver screen, then put the song in the trailer. You see it in between the nightly news and the shows you be watching on the sofa. She texts me, come over, let's play your discography. She in disbelief just from my 2020s run. I'm the inspiration, I ain't gotta look for none. This one is Goliath, big, leaped over a giant bridge. Called my counterparts, I told them they gotta try this shit. We holding leadership conferences. Ha, yeah, for the hood, for the kids. Let's win, let's win, let's win, let's win. Credits roll, 6 albums, in how many years? Were you having fun? A crazy run. Time flies, dial a number, 1-800-NAS-AND-HIT, that's 1-800-NAS-AND-HIT. Leave us a message, let us know when y'all want us back again. We'll spin the block to be there for you, none but love. Hit boy on the boards, your man, the maestro himself, Mr. Jones. It's just natural, like, that's what it gotta be. Shout the engineer, David Kim. I know we've been driving you crazy. You like, what, again? Another one? You just, when do y'all take a break? Shout out to Gabe, Big Double, Peter, my man Aunt Soleil. Could you ever imagine? Hey, yo, shout out to my man Big Hit, just came home. He already taking over the whole shit, you know? Shout out to C3, that's third generation. He be in here going crazy in the studio, having fun, watching cartoons, playing video games while we recorded, vocaling. That's my man. Shout out Big Des and Knight. It's all about the next generation. That's what we're here for, the next generation. Of course, the Jung, the crew, the family. Big Left, Moto, Hive, Kavinsky, my geysers. Jay, what up? All my peeps. Yeah.
I said hi.
Yeah, let's hear it back.
Yo, shout out once again to Fred Van Bleek pulling up on the My Bookie hotlines. New NFL season is here, y'all. New NBA season. I'm on My Bookie because my personal favorite, y'all, is the early cash out. Go to My Bookie, y'all. Listen, mybookie.ag. Early cash out. That means, like, right now I'm watching the Carolina Panthers and the Saints, right? Let's say the Saints, the Saints are down 3-0 right now. Let's say the Panthers jump out, they get up by 2 touchdowns. And that right there is one of the legs in your parlay. And you 2-0 in your parlay right now. And you want to cash out early. You can cash out. Use promo code CUFFS. Deposit of $50 or more. $50 in exchange for $200 in cash. The jig is hovering. Who doesn't want to do that? I know y'all be betting on games like I do. The NBA season is coming. I already know who's going to win the chip. So if y'all want to cash in, if y'all want to bet that bacon, go to mybookie.ag. Tap in with your boy. Use promo code CUFFS, C-U-F-F-S, and bet on the Lakers. I think they got the Lakers like plus 1750 right now to win the championship this year. You might want to take that. Mikey Jets, I see you, my brother. Mikey, what's good, man?
Man, what's good, bro? Just chilling, chilling. What's poppin'?
Bro, how you feel about this Nas album, The Ageless Wonder, Magic 3? How you feel about your boy putting out shit,
I mean,
like this?
You know, I mean, personally, that's my favorite rapper of all time, you know, respectfully. It almost brings you to tears just seeing a guy like, you know, a guy that, you know, that everybody, you know, might not like or might, you know, different reasons, you know, whatever. But he reminds me a lot of LeBron. And that's why they like in so much in tune with each other, because it's a dude they study count out. But just on an immaculate run this late in his career, 6 albums in 3 years with Hit-Boy. Shout out Hit-Boy. Yeah, that was always the biggest thing about Nas. You know, you would hear, people don't like his beat. He picks the wrong beat sometimes, whatever. Well, you can't say that now. And I don't know where that came from, because he's worked with legends in the past, him too. But, yeah, this album, man, is album of the year for me. I mean, respectfully. I mean, I know we got Drake coming. He pushed it back to October. But just for me, hip hop and just real music, and you know, it's that for me, man. It's that nostalgic feel, and he didn't disappoint. I mean, it's a non-skip. You can play it from the intro, let it ride all the way to the last track that you just played, that 1-800 Nas and hit. And it's that, bro. Like I said, it's the album of the year for me.
How about the 50th birthday party? I hate that we missed that. That we didn't. Did you see the footage and the pictures from Nas 50th?
All my like rap heroes, and producers that I grew up loving were there. I mean, from AZ to Noriega, you know, just the Queensbridge, that you know, Havoc and Mobb Deep, RIP Prodigy. You had Foxy Brown. I think the only person that might have been missing just from that night might have been Dr. Dre. Other than that, I mean, you had everybody there. Diddy was there, Mary J. Blige, Fat Joe, everybody you can name, and then a lot of famous actresses and actors were there too. I mean, you had Robert De Niro there, man. Like,
holy shit.
You know what I mean? Like, Robert De Niro was there. Like, it was one of those nights, man. I just know if I was there, I would have been in awe. Like, you know, these are all people that I grew up, you know, listening to and revering as, you know, just like some of my favorites, you know, just in hip hop. It just was a nostalgic night. A hell of a way to bring in your 50th birthday in the 50th year in hip hop. And then you drop an album on that. You made sure you dropped the album early. Usually albums release at midnight. He released that at 9 p.m. Yeah. Right before his party. You know what I mean? Like, that's Nas, man. I mean, he's one of the GOATs. Even if you don't have him as, like, your favorite, he's still one of the GOATs. And people, I mean, just respect that as that. You know what I mean? Just yeah, like Ron ain't got to be your favorite, but he's one of the GOATs.
I'm not a starstruck dude. Like, I don't get starstruck because I done met like a lot of GOATs, you know, blessed to meet a lot of GOATs. So now It's like, it's just so surreal. But if we would have been at Nas 50th and I would have saw Foxy Brown, if I would have saw Foxy Brown, I would have had to like, I think your boy might have been blushing a little bit, bro. I might have been.
I mean, just think about what we had. That you had Ghostface, Raekwon, Wu-Tang. You got Slick Rick. You got, I mean, just all GOATs. These are like legends in hip hop. Like, you know what I mean? It was just one of them nights. Like, it's just like, man, it was that, bro. Like, it was just one of them nights. That I don't wear suits often, but I would have definitely been suited and booted for that one. Definitely. Yo. With a cigar in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yo, we live on AMP right now. Some dude show. Mikey Jess pulling up, guest co-hosting, the guest co-pilot tonight. Shout out to y'all in the chat. We going to vibe a little bit. We got Monday Night Football on the big screen. We going to tap into some of this. Mikey, we going to play some of this Conway the Machine.
Ooh, let me roll up some of this Viola then real quick. So you finna play that. Okay.
Yeah, we going to play this Conway the Machine 38 special. This whole project is fucking crazy, man. We on the Some Dude show right now. Cuffs the Legend live on AMP. Shout out to y'all, man.
Know what I'm saying? Upstate and wide niggas, man. Niggas had to like stand in 3 feet of snow and figure shit out. Know what I'm saying? Huh. Hey, y'all, I had the work shit back from the 213. No losses, I had a 22-month streak. When I took my first L, I ain't lose much sleep. Disappeared and came back like two front teeth. Now, who won't see the switch on my big weapon? When I ask who want beef, it's a trick question. I squeeze, you gon' bleed from your midsection. It be a big blessing you survive these tools, homie. It's no words to describe these Jews. Hood niggas, but kids go to Ivy schools. I hate a bum bitch that wears shiny shoes. Y'all put seeds in these chickens like Chinese food. I'm the guy she choose, but her tongue too loose. Don't trust her, she the type to run through groups. I'm a baller, money come but got none to shoot. And if a bitch want me, she gotta jump through hoops. Trust.
They see the level up and now they real salty. Tell them pussy niggas jump if they feel froggy. Rollie on my left wrist is real costly. They copying my moves, they trying to get a deal off me. But them niggas is not me and that ain't real street. And that ain't stopping my money, I'ma still eat. Get you clipped in any city, I got real reach. But I ain't tripping, that's beyond me. That ain't real beef. Rap niggas jewelry looking real cheap. Get your shit pimped on May Street. We know you real sweet. Time is of the essence. I whip the work, trying to get the extras. Now they see me riding in a Tesla. And that's from two shows. See, I'm kind of a finesser. Nope, the way I'm rhyming just apply a lot of pressure. I take my chains off, set my fire on the dresser. Say a prayer that a nigga don't try me, I'm a stretcher.
You really gotta know the difference between suckers and real steppers. The ones who handle that beef first like a meal prepper. My beats harder, my whip newer, my deal better. And my bank statement 6 pages long like a jail letter. Back in 2014, I had cheap prices, facts. Me and J-Rock taking bricks out the rap like Kraft cheese slices. So y'all cashing out, it don't seem like it. We don't believe it, it's cap. Beams on our hats of rappers, I green light it. These long runs, we consider that blessings. I'm with a kitchen that's stretching. Mix oil and water like vinaigrette dressing. Kids in my city wanna know the truth. How I get from on a stoop to scrambled eggs from a golden goose. The truth is, I thought this moment through. Planted the seeds, start growing roots, and ended up with a folded roof. Sopranos on Joe Pesci, but I look better. Craig Spech, Jimmy Conway, this a clip from Goodfellas. Butch.
Some Dude Show, we back, y'all, live on AMP. I told y'all earlier, I'm having a change of heart. I'm officially a Miami Dolphins fan / Baltimore Ravens fan. Ravens flock, I see y'all. One more thing, man. Colorado State, head coach Jay Norvell, and all your dirty players. We saw what y'all was fucking doing Saturday against Colorado and Deion Sanders and Shador, Travis Hunter. The jig is fucking hovering. Welcome to the transfer portal. We saw what y'all was doing to my Colorado Buffaloes. I saw what y'all was doing. Y'all was playing that. Y'all thought y'all was in the Longest Yard. Y'all thought y'all was fucking Longest Yard movie. Adam Sandler. That's what y'all was doing, Colorado State. You looking real dirty out there. You looking real fucking dirty. We know what y'all was doing, man. The haters gonna hate, man. We live on AMP, though. Cuffs the Legend, man. Some Dude Show. We gonna stay right here with that Conway the Machine, Lloyd Banks, 38 Special, Latex Gloves.
Chilla to the ankle bone. I'm that nigga now, I'm just gonna make it known. My dog caught a body bustin' Draco Chrome. They gave him life behind the prison gates, he can't go home. I get the Yale gone, break a whole one down and make his own. Cause in these streets, I'm a motherfuckin' staple on. He say he the king, well, Machine come to take his throne. Take over the game like I'm Jordan when he played Malone. Spray the Mac-10s out of black pens. He dropped his car, he's running from it, got a cracked lens. Mama gone for days, been on a crack bench. Walk the granny house, she got a packed fridge. Been about that action since the older days. niggas putting bodies on the throwaways. Latex gloves on when we loading case.
You should know what time we on. Expectations entirely wrong. Kicked a hole in the game before multiple views by Tommy gone. Gotta be strong when you're popping the paparazzi form. Sliders singing in your local precinct like a Marion. Came a ways to get here naked to a Brocky arm. Careful, had to stash the rocket by the Aki John. Hermes on my way to the tomb, Versace Bond. You would think I'm repeating shit, got several copies formed. Hating ain't gon' stop me, probably wish me body harm. Hand off to my dumb out, get his kamikaze on. He'll always be forks in the road, it's Maserati's form. Your rap careers ain't working out, a bunch of sloppy songs. Quiet storms and beautiful murders for Oxymor. We in the town as vehicles hounded in lobby swarms. They won't play, that's why we on. Every day a body's drawn, duck the crime. The one your baby mom eyes be on.
I have to move these blocks. Meet me at the beauty shop. The one that's owned by my cutie wop. That got the booty shots. I ain't packing the Tootie Glock. Absolutely not. Stash box case I get stopped by traffic duty cops. My last interaction, they was asking who we shot. Gave them no reaction, so they acted truly shocked. This ain't a movie act. I stack fruity rocks. It's diamonds and emeralds and rubies in my jewelry box. The cars that we got show y'all all who we not. 1500 at the ball and Louis shots. Walking around your bitch crib in my drawers and Louis socks. Got me confused, dog. I thought who be stopped. From upstate NY, a moody block. Play the gangster role and I make your movie stop. All hoes is birds, I'm with a bougie flock. I never let these groupie thoughts do me like Rudy Pops, nigga.
Hey, yo, I don't know about these other shows out here, but we playing that real rap shit right here on the Some Dude Show. I want to send a Some Dude shout out to Conway the Machine, Lloyd Banks on that track, 38 Special. This whole project fucking crazy, man. We going to keep it going.
If you loyal, big homie, you ain't gotta lift a finger. Niggas put it in for you. Maybach had my foot in the soil. Send some young niggas through your hood, drilling like they looking for oil. Put the coca in the pot and I'ma cook up the oil. Got some water in the pot that I'ma put to a boil. Getting money in the hood, the feds look to destroy you. Machine, they know you a killer, they look to avoid you.
Out my way, nigga.
Yola bricks, Coca-Cola kiff. I've been on the strips as Motorola flips. Every flow is Smith, them shits Ebola sick. And I ain't even wrote this shit, I'm the GOAT, you bitch. Rappers on my level, they don't exist. Stick in the chopper, shaped like a goalie stick. I've been on my shit since the back of my head and throat was hurt. But ever since, I got only rich, them niggas both.
Hey, last week I was gone 3 days flat. Flew to get the bricks, put them on the freeway back. You get your first little pack and spend G's at Saks. I'm rich, but still get shit from TJ Maxx. Never believe we see the day that we pay tax. Used to get to work and treat it like a relay match. You're freeing up, we're under a dub, them teenage stacks. Your team got 11 G's like the Green Bay Packs. I can get you anything with a delivery fee. Why the fuck would you wanna leave when I can get you a treat? I'm a doctor, but ain't got an official degree. But got numerous pharmaceuticals, could get you a key. No security in the club, just my pistol and me. Even though these bullets expensive, I'ma hit you for free. Got these long missiles with me, that'll rip through your V. Hit you with three, let's see who love you unconditionally. Special.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Fred VanVleet once again pulling up. Houston Rockets, they're going to be one of my favorite league pass teams this year. Shout out to Freddie V pulling up on the Some Dude Show, After Dark, live on AMP. We're going to play some more of that Conway the Machine and 38 Special. Also, by the way, shout out to Jared Vanderbilt. Shout out to Jared Vanderbilt. Just signed that four-year extension, $48 million for 4 years to stay with the Lake Show. I'm telling y'all, go to mybookie.ag right now. Use the promo Cuffs and take that bet right now. L.A. Lakers going to win it all. Remember I told you first, my bookie, shout out to the my bookie family, man. Let's go.
The wins and losses make bosses. You're the last in this game. Some got locked up with saw coffins. Just thank God I found my way. You went up, some went down. Speak for those who ain't around.
I just wanted to make my mama smile. I'm living out my dream, I know my mama proud. Toya held me down when I ain't have a dollar round. Now I got her jumping out of Benz, Balenciaga down. I like my Russian cream and take a shot of brown. I wish Machine Gun was still living, a nigga shot him down. My only regret is I was not around. But I took over the game and they can't stop us now. I ain't holding back no more, I'm taking charge. I ain't wait for help, I just became a boss. I treat it as a lesson when I take a loss. They gave low profile, his rap shit was just taking off. I got a phone call today from Sosa. He and the feds been down six, I hope he made the most of that time. He said he just been reading books and staying woke. He said he living through me, he said I gave him hope.
The wins and losses made bosses. You're the last in this game. Some got locked up or saw coffins. Just thank God I found my way. You went up, some went down. Speak for those who ain't around. I'm here for the ones who can be. I share my love in their pain.
Hey, y'all, shout to my niggas that hoop. Ain't no pump faking, you get slumped if you're pretending to shoot. Don't worry about me sending the troops. Unload, this is a soloist, bitch, I never been in a group. I'm living proof what niggas can do. How you can make business moves, not fit in the suit. Now tell me this, how many bricks could fit in this coupe? Now if I give one to you, you'll probably come back with an excuse. Y'all trying to buy every stone. I spent $2 million on properties, that's not my primary home. Before rap was already known, I carry chrome, 4-4 bulldog that bury bones. I done had some legendary phones, put a few folks on their feet, but loyalty is really shown. Even though I'm very known, it's old pick shown that I don't really fuck with you niggas like Jerry Jones. Trust.
Yo, shout out to Conway the Machine, 38 Special. Also, shout out to the 2-0 Washington Commander Skins. The Washington Commanders, 2-0 right now. The Washington Commanders might be the sleeper. Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron Rivera, Eric Bieniemy in his bag right now, dialing them up. Eric Bieniemy is dialing up the plays. He's dialing them up, y'all. Redskins. Oh, see, I keep saying Redskins. Just like Shannon Sharpe keeps saying Skip Bayless, they're always going to be the Redskins to me, man.
Did you see Shannon call Chad T.O.? He called him T.O. twice.
He called Chad Johnson T.O.?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, on his phone, yeah. That was hilarious.
And we heard you, Baby Arms, talking spicy on that Joe Budden show about Max Kellerman. We heard you.
Can we talk about that real quick?
That man said that he won because he said that the man was an athletic how can he respect his like viewer because he wasn't athletic? I'm saying to myself, Stephen A., when were you athletic? when were you athletic, bro? Like, what are you talking about? See, we know Matt Kellerman used to buck back at you live. You know what I'm saying? He ain't like that.
So did T.O. go on, has T.O. and Stephen A., had they met up and linked up, or they still just doing this shit on social media?
Oh, yeah, they was doing that back and forth, too. You know, Stephen A. was talking spicy, man. He was talking spicy, man. Well,
I just want to say right now, live on app, my opinion about it, right? This is my fucking opinion about the whole Stephen A. thing. Stephen A., man, you've been a pioneer. You've been a journalist. I respect your grind. I respect, like, your consistency, the years you put into this shit, how long you've been doing it, X, Y, Z, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say, my opinion, brother, my brother in Christ, Stephen A. Smith, you never put the ball in the basket, my brother. Like, you might have knew a couple people, got you tapped in at Winston-Salem State, but I know some people from Queens, from Hollis, Queens, from your hood, and the word on the streets is, bro, you was never that guy when it comes to that basketball, brother. So to see you, like, throw a guy like Max Kellerman under the bus is very unprofessional, because Max Kellerman, he's still trying to build his brand. And just because it didn't work out between y'all two, you ain't got to air that man out and try to, like, marginalize him, degrade him, ostracize him, and make him look like he's lesser than. What happened was is exactly what Terrell Owens said. Max Kellerman showed the streets. Max Kellerman showed our culture that he was more real than you. And that's not a black and white thing. That's why Terrell Owens said, yo, bro, he more blacker than you, because it's like his relatability is what T.O. was trying to say to you. Like, you think you that guy, but these players don't really rock with you like that, Stevie. And it's like, my overall thing with Stephen A., I don't dislike him because I never met him, so it's not that serious. It's just that I feel gatekeeper energy from you. And if y'all go back and listen to the Joe Button podcast that Stephen A. was on, to keep it real, I saw the clips. I watched the whole episode as well. You're basically admitting you a gatekeeper on that episode. You think you flexing, but in the midst of you talking shit and getting spicy and flexing, you told on your fucking self, Stevie. You a gatekeeper. Like, you see all my tweets. You follow all my shit for years. You put my tweets on your show like a month ago. So that tell me you into some dude's shrubbery watching me, stalking me, lurking. I see all the little lurkies at the network, the producers behind the scenes. But you never asked me once, like, yo, bro, let's talk some ball. You know why? Because you sit across from somebody like me. I really do this shit. I've really done this shit for well over decades, 15 plus years, hands-on, player development, coaching, training, teaching, mentoring, doing everything in the whole basketball scope, bro. I'm damn near a sports agent right now. All the powerful sports agents, they call my phone. All the players in the NBA, they call and text me back and forth, my guy. Like, you don't have that access to these people, and that's why you a gatekeeper, because you threatened by somebody like me. And that's all I got to pretty much say about it. But the jig is hovering, Stevie. Like, we look at you like a WWE, NW. Y'all remember those wrestling promos, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart? We look at you like that, bro. That's how the streets look at you, man. And it's no disrespect. It's just like, it's corny, man. It's a lot of sucker energy. But that's all I pretty much got, Mike. That's all I got, brother.
Yeah, he was talking spicy. I'm like, yo, don't throw Max under the bus like that, because he didn't buck back at you or whatever. Like, you know, you just keep it cordial. Anything you could have said, all right, it didn't work out.
Shit was corny.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you don't throw him under the bus like that, man, because it's, you know, like, because it ain't no fun, because it's like, you got to think about it. It's so many other avenues opening up just for this sports shit. Shout out to Cam and Mace. You know what I'm saying? Yep, they didn't became a threat. Now the lurkies is going to be watching them, and we already see it, because Cam and them call it out, seeing, oh, how y'all doing stuff over there. You seeing y'all been watching Cam, and now certain people then been recycling words and putting their own remix to shit that they done said, and you things that you done said, and other people that got their own platforms
with this sports shit, and then we'll have a, like a major backing of a ESPN or nothing like that. And shout out to ESPN because they do an amazing job. You know what I mean? I think getting Uncle Sharp over there was a big thing. Shout out to Uncle Sharp. You know what I'm saying? But Stephen A. know he can't play them games he was playing with Max with Unc, because Unc a real athlete and his Unc. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right.
So Stevie, what we're saying right now, what I am saying, Stevie, loud and clear on the Some Dude Show is, I know when I see little shoulder energy, and you just having little shoulder energy. That's all it is, bro. It's no harm. I just see a little shoulder energy over there, Stevie. But we're going to tap in. I'm going to play the song that everybody's been talking about over the weekend. The shit hit the internet. Everybody been streaming it. That Drake, that SZA, Slime You Out. We live on AMP, y'all. Cuffs the Legend, Some Dude Show, Some Dude at the Dark. Mikey Jets, the guest co-pilot, man, let's go.
I don't know what's wrong with you girls. I feel like y'all don't need love. You need somebody who could micromanage you, you know what I'm saying? Tell you right from wrong, who's smart from who's a fool, which utensil to use for which food. Like, I got a schedule to attend to, though. I can't really.
Bitches really get carried away. Making mistakes, then you beg me to stay. Got me wigging on you like I'm arrogant tape. You got my mind in a terrible place. Whipped and changed you like American slave. Act like you not used to Sheridan stays. I met the nigga you thought could replace. How would that even comparisons made? Bitch, next time I swear on my grandmother's grave, I'm sliming you for them kid choices you made. Sliming you out, sliming you out, sliming you out. Hey, this ain't the latest I could get on you. Bitches, send wires on wires on wires like Idris. Lucky that I don't take back what was given. I could have you on payment plan till you're 150. And my star right here, she got some bars for y'all niggas.
So I'ma fall back and let SZA talk her shit for a minute.
Sliming you out, sliming you out, slime.
Damn. These niggas got me so twisted. How the fuck you so real but play bitch on my line? I can feel what you spinning. I too much pride to let no burn it. Go slide me out, pull up, go right about. Why not got time? Let's discuss all those lies about. Fretting out here like you digging me out, and I ain't even coming, I'm in and out. And you ain't about the shit you rapping about, and I can spend the whole world wearing it down. I'm going on like a sort of. You turn these hoes, you ain't cuddling. Who with me enough, doing all that shit. You telling these hoes, you ain't tricking off. But with me enough, I'm gon' get it all. It's barely third place. Fucked out of pity. It's cute that you lame. Deal cause it's mad. I can fake like it's hang. It's slimy, yo, out. It's slimy, yo, out. It's slimy, yo, out. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yo, before I play this third verse from Drake, I just want to say this is psychological warfare right here.
Yeah, January you pretend to see life clearly, gaily. February is a time that you put the evil eye and the pride aside for the fantasy of getting married. Very scary. March got you already second guessing titles. April, spring is here and just like a spring you start to spiral. May bring some warmer days, poolside getting very tan. June, hey, you're moving ice cold, going back and forth with a merry man. July, that's when I found out, July. August, it was baby this, baby that, like, yeah, your tools tied. September, we falling off, but I'm still the man you trying to win over.
been on. November got your mood board in for next year and you're single. December the gift giving month and now you wanna rekindle. Tryna build trust, showing me your DMs, how they tryna bag you. Ironic how the news I got about you ended up being bad news. Get a nigga here for 50 racks, girl, the beef costs like it's Wagyu. Get a nigga here, I make his ass see the light like a half moon. Shot the QC, pretty sure I made PMs like it's past noon. All I really know is W's and M's, life looking like a bathroom. All I really know is M bags like I drove through and ordered fast food. Saying I'm too guarded with my feelings, who the fuck even asked you? 7 bodyguards just in case somebody really wanna try and crash through. Don't know why I listen to you when I hear you talking to me in some half-truths. If I don't pay rent, it end up like a old hairstyle, girl, it's past due. If I don't...
Yeah, we back, y'all. We back live on AMP, Some Dude Show, Some Dude After Dark. Yo, Fred Van Vliet pulled up, and he said he listening to Raw Wave. Mikey Jets told me to play this song right here. So this is all on Mikey Jets right here. I had nothing to do with this. This is Fred Van Vliet and Mikey Jets right here. They wanted to hear this Raw Wave shit, Turks and Caicos. So I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion. I've never heard this song because I don't want to be sad and depressed. But I'm going to play this song because Mikey said, Cuffs, take my word for it, my brother in Christ. Play the Raw Wave on your show. Your ratings going to go up and the wolves going to come out. The thigh tats going to come from all angles. So I say, you know what, Raw? You know what, Mikey? I'm going to play the Raw Wave. So here it is, debuting on the Some Dude Show on the My Bookie Hotline is Raw Wave and 21 Savage.
Yo, dope, this be actually really hard.
Girls, 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 girls all over the world. The world. Love, love, she's a real deal diva. Instagram model, bad bitches love reposado. Drinking out a bottle, I don't usually try and shoot no shots, but I can pass on her. Told them start a cunt, let me out, I seen her ass on her. Playing mean, but she really sweet. My heart skipped a beat. In the club where our harlica be, so I bring a part of the meat. Top flow, presidential suite, and we 50 deep. Hold on T, could just stop the beat, let's get something to eat. If she tryna set a trap, then it's gonna work. I love you and all your baddie friends, boo, let's go to Turks. I don't want your Insta or your Snapchat. Add me on your Finsta where you be bad at. She don't want no more love and I don't mind. She's here for a good time, not a long time. I told her after we get done, we can island hop. A friend told me, nigga, shut up, it's shot o'clock. Girls, 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 girls all over the world. She's a vibe and her friends a vibe and we about to have some fun. Bad bitches round the world, better grab your one. Girls, 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 girls all over the world.
Michigan, Atlanta, Florida, Alabama. Bougies and the ratchets, I don't really have a standard. Yeah. I'm a young player, I rub feet and I light candles. Yeah. She love lemon drops and like to open toe her sandals. Okay, come here, baby, let me coach you. If you learn to do it with no hands, I might promote you. You know I got superpowers, I would never ghost you. We just made a movie, now we watching it on Roku.
Girls, 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 girls all over the world. About to have some fun. Bad bitches round the world, better grab your one. Girls, 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 girls all over the world. The world, the world. She's a vibe and her friends a vibe. No, we about to have some fun. Bad bitches round the world, better grab your.
your one. Bad bitches run the world, better grab your one. Better grab your one. Oh, oh, oh. What up, Houston? What up, Dallas? What up, Chicago? What up, Cali? In Atlanta? I'm in New York. I'm in. Some fun.
Yo, bad yo, bitches this be on the really road, hard.
Better grab your one. Girls, 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 girls all over the world. The world, the world.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, man. You know what, man? That raw wave right there, Turks and Caicos with 21 Savage, that's not half bad. That wasn't too
bad. Savage went crazy on that verse, man. Come on, man. You know,
most times, bro, like, a lot of raw wave songs make me want to drive off a cliff, but that right there, like, I can see myself in L.A., Sunset Drive, Sunset Boulevard, you know, Pacific Coast Highway. Not too
when
bad.
When they that do was a video for that, bro, it's going to be up, bro. Trust me. That's going to be one of them ones, dog. Like, I'm telling you, Savage said, I like to rub feet and light candles.
Yo, so if you playing this song right here, you got to be around some women who I consider healers, right, Mikey? Like, what do you, when you see
those real wolf healers. Yes, healers. It's women out here that's actually healers. They heal you when you're around them, bro. They just heal you. They good for you. It is some women that are good for you. And also those ones that's bad for you, but it's the ones that's good for you. We like to call them the healers. Yes.
Give me an example, Mikey, of a healer, a female that you consider a woman who's a healer on Instagram. Like, is that like Drika Gates? Is she like a healer?
Yes, yes. She definitely looks like a healer. Definitely. Erykah Badu, OG healer. Yes. They Holly Berry, she's a healer. Yes, yeah, it's women out here that can heal these brothers, man. You know,
is Kalisa healer? Keisha Cole's a healer?
That's a hood healer. That's a hood healer. Yes. We shout out to the hood healers too. Yes.
Yo, Reverend Mikey, they loving you in the chat. They say Reverend Mikey with the prophet gems right now, the healers. Every woman, the gem from this is all women are not healers, but there are some out here, bro.
No, but we love the women that know the art of healism. You know what I'm saying? The healism app. You know what I mean? Like, they know how to heal you. Yes. Heal you.
So before we go, y'all, before we land this plane, before we land this some dude airline spaceship right now, we live on AMP, y'all. I appreciate y'all every fucking time pulling up with your boy, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. And I will tell y'all, the Some Dude at the Dark, the music shows are coming back. Tonight was kind of like a hybrid show, half sports, half music, because I could do that, right? I could get in my bag, show y'all all the levels. But before we go, man, make sure y'all smash them like buttons, share the show, somedudeshow.com. All my info is on there. Contact, hit me on Twitter, Instagram. We're going to keep this shit going. We're going to vibe out to some of this Diddy, man. This new Diddy project, I feel like sonically, I was in the crib with the Harmon speaker yesterday vibing to this Diddy. I was really trying to digest this album. And Mikey, like this right here, Diddy, he is right, bro. R&B is back. He brought that feel back, bro. So I think Mikey went into the next room to roll up some flowers.
No. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, he definitely, if you look at my PTR, and my picture on the profile, that's, you know, Diddy, that shirt is like, he it says it all. Music that you can fuck to, definitely. He bringing them vibes back. Shout out to OG Diddy that gave him the key to the city, you know what I'm saying, on Friday. Officially, he got the key to New York City. Shout out Diddy, man. OG, man. First album in 13 years.
First album in 13 years, y'all. We live on AMP, Some Dude Show. We going to ride out to some of this Diddy, Sway Lee, Tough Love.
tough love. Tough love. I'm above it. Oh, I be in my head sometimes. Heavy in my passion. It's my pleasure. I know about passion. I just need a person. Baby, I know you. Baby, now I know I'm on. Listen to my voice. Speaking through your wondering lips. I still won't find no tension. I just got my fucking to my senses. If you're not my height, you're not that high. This will help my mind. Shame on me for how I've been living. Hey, never had a plan B. Say you wanna sit by me. When you wanna hang on me. She just put a bitch on me. And they crying with me. Maybe some smoke weed. I be going crazy. Surely you are my family. It's my pleasure. I know about passion. I just need that person. Baby, I know you. Baby, now I know I'm on. Listen to my voice. Speaking through your wondering lips. I still won't find no tension. I just got my fucking to my senses. If you're not my height, you're not that high. This will help my mind. Shame on me for how I've been living. Tell me, baby, is it me? Or are you alone as well? Drowning in your feelings too deep. You know that I'll be right there.
Yo, in the words of Diddy himself, I like how this feels, man. I like how this new Diddy album feels, man. I like the red aesthetic, the artwork, the album cover. I like how this feels, man. We're going to tap into one more. We're going to play one more Diddy banger from the new album. This is Homecoming featuring Jazzy. Shout out to Jazzy. Jazzy feeding the wolves out there. Diddy, you still have a remarkable alpha talent, my brother in Christ. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Some Do Show. I'll be back Thursday. Special guest, NFL legend pulling up. as we go into Thursday night football. Mikey Jets, my brother. My brother in Christ.
You.
Yo, we about to head out, man. I'm gonna play this Jazzy for him, man. The one you said Jazzy was the one, brother. I think Mikey has rolled up a little too much viola.
Oh, no, my bad. I had a...
Baby, won't you come on home? Baby, won't you come
on? I'm laughing, man.
Baby, won't you come on home?
I'm trying to get you out of my head. Tried to get you out of my soul.
Shall not fuck with no C-Puff. He knows he can never see us. I feel for you. God, please protect me in your arms when it's cold. Bring my baby home, know it's flowing in my soul. Cause I need you, can't live without you. You complete me, how could you leave me? Fuck everything that we seen and did. Even split, leave your shit, bring the kids. Come on home.
That new boo cheating.
What new boo?
Good answer. Good answer. This shit could go bad real quick though. But since we off the grid though,